Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Air Force Mission Captain, Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all along the line on the GCN Live Radio Network, USA Radio Network, and our selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets in the country, as well as some leading independent stations all across the country, too, scattered in and amongst them. And, of course, a big shout-out to everybody that's listening to us on the Internet worldwide and the satellite, especially our new audience, which seems to be growing in India and Germany. And Maria and her friends over there have us on a station, an Internet station, that gets the U.S. Programs over there in Germany. So thanks very much, Maria, for doing that. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for helping to keep America rolling along. That goes in particular for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women coast-to-coast, border-to-border. It also goes for the FedEx and the UPS drivers out there, not to forget about our bulk mail haulers delivering the mail, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel, the home heating oil, whatever else, petrol stuff needs to be got, moved around, and they do a great job, and we couldn't do it without them, because we got to have the go juice to go anywhere, right? So, also, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. Very easy to find, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. Like the page or follow the page, and you'll find out all the stuff we're doing over there. And don't forget, we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Donald Trump's social media site, Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as at Captains America. Now, our website is simply the Captains America Third Watch.com. That's the Captains America Third Watch.com. All right, joining us out there in California, we've got the one and only, the informidable professor of politics, my pal, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yes, sir. And we got quite the audience listening tonight. We're going to. Okay. Thanks, guys. Thanks. By the way, Kyle, it's now 84 degrees with clear skies. Phew. Phew.
Amazing. Wow.
It's going to be somewhere inland in Florida today, 100 degrees. The heat factor will be 110, roughly, degrees. That's somewhere over around U.S. 27. For those of you that know the highways, that's the dead center part of the state. It's going to really be hot in the middle part of Florida. We got the breeze over here, so thank God for that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Off the Gulf, that is. And over on the east side, they got the ocean. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And I keep wanting to say, so help me God, at the end of it, but that's all right. So let's, make a prayer out of it. But anyway, we, of course, emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope you get it. Now, Kyle, bear me a minute. I'm going to get up on my platform and just blow away a couple of urban myths, if you will. Folks, given the revelations that keep coming from the IRS whistleblowers, and now we've got two of them, with the same story about Merrick Garland, about the DOJ and the FBI corrupt obstruction of the Biden family investigations. Even the Democratic partisans in the mainstream media are starting to ask questions. And they're really starting to ask serious questions. Now, if this is true, the allegations demonstrate a pattern of corruption that's gone on for years. Not just under Biden, but years. And perhaps even worse within the Biden family. Because now we hear that the second whistleblower came forth and said that Hunter was asking for $10 million from another source. $10 million, not $5 million, $10 million. And as a result, there's been an outcry for impeachment amongst part of the Republican faithful. I get it. I understand it. But impeaching prematurely is a mistake. You have to have an airtight case to do it. And we still don't have it. Now, while the Republicans in Congress are gathering the information that they need and the evidence they need, most Americans, believe it or not, Kyle, and I'll address this to you, are not avid news consumers, correct?
Well, I'm sure it depends, but generally
most
speaking,
people pay no attention to the news unless it affects them directly. That's just the way it is. Believe it or not, that's just the way it is. Now, they're only slowly now becoming aware of the facts because it's starting to affect them in their pocketbooks, Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Harry Kushner, whatever the hell you are. It's starting to affect people big time in their wallets and their pocketbooks, which is something totally different. Now, it's now causing them to perhaps come to a conclusion in a hurry, and that leads to the decision about impeachment. Which actually, from where I'm sitting, kind of looks like a payback for the treatment of President Trump in every sort of the word. What do you think?
Well, again, to impeach a president, I think there has to be, you know, obviously high crimes and misdemeanors.
Yep.
And it has to be something that a lot of people agree about.
Yep. Okay.
Bipartisan.
We're gonna mention one little thing on the other side of this break. Hang on, Kyle, because we are going to go to break right now. And let your stations do what they need to do, and we'll identify ours, too, along the line. So there you go. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Woohoo! It's just starting to get real here on the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. We got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, but this segment brought to you by our good friends over at MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell. Yep, Mike Lindell, one of the most patriotic individuals you would ever want to meet. He's got a lot of employees that depend on him, and we depend on him, too, because he is one of the voices in America for common sense and for reason. Now, there's some people that think he's a little off the wall from time to time, but he's very passionate about America, red, white, and blue. Now, here's the deal. He is smart enough to know that the economy isn't all that great. He's smart enough to know that we're all looking for bargains. Well, how would you like 80% off on some of his products at MyPillow.com? You heard me right, 80%. You can only do it with the promo code CAPTAIN, period. The promo code CAPTAIN will get you up to 80% off on selected items. Could be pillows, could be towels, could be sheets, could be slippers, could be pajamas, could be mattress covers, could be the mattresses themselves, could be the beds, could be anything pertaining to what he has at MyPillow.com. But even then, he's got the buy four of the different size pillows for $99.98, which is a tremendous savings. He's got the Giza sheets for $29.98. which is a tremendous deal. You save well over 80% in both of those. Now, MyPillow.com is a website, MyPillow.com. The promo code they'll ask you for to get the reduced price will be CAPTAIN. That's all, CAPTAIN. And if you want to call them up, talk to them on the phone, which you can do, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And yes, they're there at this time in the morning, 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN. And happy shopping and happy 4th of July from a great patriot and a great company, MyPillow.com. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I was trying to make the point here that most Americans are not avid news consumers. They really aren't. Most people don't want to see the news because it's depressing sometimes. They'd rather watch a movie
or whatever. I get that. But the problem with some folks is they're all rushing to this conclusion that everything they're hearing on television is 100% correct. Well, depending upon the source, I'm going to give you a little word of advice, ladies and gentlemen. Believe almost nothing, zero, if it comes from ABC, CBS, CNN, or MSNBC. Believe almost nothing or zero. Now, when it comes to Fox, when it comes to Newsmax, when it comes to One America News Now, believe about half of what they're telling you, because they're trying to give you both sides of the story, and sometimes you get the bad side with the good side, and the bad side stretched, and the good side stretched. So you got to be very careful how you disseminate your information. But from where I'm sitting, the whole thing looks like a political stunt and a payback for the treatment of President Trump in some cases. And I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to change the subject. It's far better to allow the facts to emerge naturally, because they're going to come out, folks. They are going to come out. Merrick Garland is going to be hung literally out to dry, and he's either going to quit or he's going to be impeached. And to allow the American people to see for themselves what's been going on, because they have not been paying attention, or they've been listening to the alphabet soup networks. The allegations are extremely serious, folks. This is a critical time in American history. And there's really nothing to be gained here. It's an embarrassment to America, embarrassment to anybody who's not been paying attention. And there's so much to lose by trying to politicize them with a rush to judgment. Sit back, relax, and as they say at the movie theater, enjoy the show. What do you think, Kyle?
Well, I think what you're describing is that there has to become a critical mass, and that only happens when the facts keep coming out and it becomes incontrovertible and it starts crossing over party lines and people all across the country know that something is really amiss.
Now, what do you think about, we've talked a lot about the fraud with the COVID payments and this, that, and the other and all that stuff, right?
Yes, that's right.
We've talked about billions and billions of dollars out there that they couldn't locate, right?
That's right.
All of a sudden, last night, a press release from the U.S. Justice Department announced that federal and local criminal charges targeting 78 defendants across 16 states as part of a law enforcement action involving $2.5 billion in alleged health care fraud targeting the elderly, disabled people, HIV patients, and even pregnant women. Now, these cases range from allegations of falsely billing the federal Medicare and Medicaid insurance program for elderly and disabled Americans and paying illegal kickbacks to the illicit diversion of expensive prescription medications and the improper dispensing of highly addictive opioid painkillers. Now, among those facing charges, and here's where the rubber meets the road, wait till you hear this. Among those facing charges are 24 doctors, nurses, and other licensed medical professionals in those 16 states, as well as healthcare company executives, including the current and former CEOs of a durable medical equipment online platform accused of falsely billing $1.9 billion in fraudulent claims. Wow.
Well, this is obviously a very big development, 78 defendants over 16 states. We're talking literally billions of dollars. And so I think, obviously, Captain, first thing is they're going after them. They'll be indicting them. They'll be going after them, of course, criminally. But at the same time, then, I think one of the questions would be, is there any restitution that can be made or that these people can be made to make? One would assume the money is gone, it got spent, and this
sure.
and that. But I'm sure there might be assets to seize, things like that. So there might be something there that, especially we talk about the elderly, can be helped in some way.
Yeah, and anybody who's on Medicare has seen some of the mail that comes. And again, I'm going to say something that you've heard millions of times. If it's too good to be true, it probably isn't true. We all get the mail every day from different people. Well, get this for free, get that for free. Are you on Medicaid? You can get this device and that device and all that stuff. And that's what they're talking about. That's what they're doing. And by the way, I had somebody send me something just out of the clear blue sky that I didn't need, and they were going to bill Medicare for it. I don't even know how they had my information, but they didn't. But they were trying to get it from me, but they sent me something when I was having the problems with my legs. And I says, I don't need this, and I sent it back. Now,
well, as you should, yeah.
Yeah, and I wonder, because I never found out, I wonder if Medicare got charged for that. It was a pump for my legs to, you know, like pump up the legs to get the pressure out and drain some of the fluid and all that stuff. And I wondered if they got billed for that, but I haven't heard an answer from anybody. But I did say something to my doctor, and I sent these people a letter and said, I do not need this. I no longer require this because I've gotten better. Didn't tell them how, yeah, well, but, you know.
Right, exactly. Well, and you never know, but this is the you know, if it's certainly fraudulently billed, hopefully it'll be caught.
Yeah. Now, Lindsey Graham, who seems to want to be in the news all the time, says that the U.S. attorney in charge of the Hunter probe was briefed on the FBI form detailing Joe Biden's bribery accusations long before we ever heard about it. What do you think of that?
Well, it is very interesting. And, of course, you know, this is, we know that there's a veracity here of that report from that whistle, from the person who filed the form, right? And we know that they're credible. They are known. They're not frivolous. They haven't just come out of the blue. So if you're the U.S. attorney and you just got briefed on this thing, again, mm-hmm. that has merit, it seems to me, Captain, you can't simply just reject it out of hand. You have to do your due diligence and look into it. So we don't know at what progress has been made on that or what the state of affairs is, but it certainly is, you know, if we know now that they know about it, they can't say, well, we never knew.
Now, Joe Biden is not going to get touched with a 10-foot pole when it comes to anything as long as Merrick Garland is the attorney general. And Christopher Wray is the FBI director. It's just not going to happen. They've been running cover for him ever since we first heard about this. Hunter Biden is probably going to continue with a slap on the wrist. But if for some reason Merrick Garland resigns or gets impeached, whichever, then you'll see the investigation hone in on both Hunter and Joe. What happens after that, I have no idea. But hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's 84 degrees where I'm at and mostly clear skies. Whoa, it's going to be a warm one in Florida today and lots of other parts of the country. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8869.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve says that all 23 major American banks passed a stress test surviving a severe recession scenario. Despite a projected loss of nearly $550 billion, the banks maintained minimum capital levels and continued lending to consumers and businesses. President Biden says his economic policies are focused on inclusive economic growth, citing the highest post-pandemic economic growth among nations.
Bidenomics is about building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down.
Speaking in Chicago today, he criticized previous administration's tax cuts benefiting corporations and the wealthy. The remnants of the Titan submersible have made their way to Canada. A ship carrying pieces of the wreckage retrieved from the ocean floor, where the vessel suffered a catastrophic implosion, returned to port this morning. A crane was seen unloading the debris, including the nose of the Titan. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and of course, Kyle Warren is with us tonight, as he is six nights a week. In one form or another, and it's always a pleasure to have him on the program, as well as the guests we've got scheduled. Now, we're going to have an interesting treat for you in hour number four. After our Colonel Wright comes on, Lieutenant Colonel Wright, we're going to be talking to some people who are going to be right in the middle of stuff. I'll just leave it at that, because I'm not going to ruin the surprise, but it's a new group, and they have been around for a little while, but new to our show, and we're going to bring them on. We're going to let them introduce themselves and tell you how you can help bring back America to America and not whatever it is that the leftists are trying to make it. But this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I take every day in the morning with my breakfast. Now, I take it as a preventative measure because now I don't really need it for what it was intended for to begin with. I'm not in pain anymore, but I do have my left ankle and foot that tries to swell up a little bit when I'm on it a little bit too long or don't have it elevated. So when I take that, the inflammation goes down, the swelling goes down, and it doesn't have a chance to hurt. So that's the preventative measure of it that I'm using it for, and I only have to use one pack a day to do that now, not the two or the three that I was into at one time. But you can take that much if you need it to correct the situation. Best part is to have it checked out right away by a doctor and see what they can do. Now, ReliefFactor.com will give you the relief from the nagging aches and pains that you've had over the years. Maybe you got one of those old football injuries, your shoulder or your knee or your elbow or your hip or your foot, your ankle, whatever. And it'll help you with the daily life work that you have to do, by taking away some of that just gut-eating pain that you have, and everybody knows what I'm talking about. So to find out more about the product, go over to ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Take advantage of the $19.95 3-week quick start. That's all it costs, $20, $19.95. for the 3 weeks. You'll know by the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work or not. And if it doesn't work, you don't need to do anything. You're out $20, but guess what? At least you tried. $19.95 in the 3 week quick start. Gets it going. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, getting back into the Biden trend of thought here, the spokesperson for Biden, who was not Karim or Frenchie, I'll just call her Frenchie. I like calling her Frenchie. But anyway, Frenchie wasn't the one that sounded off. It was that other blonde gal that was taking her place for the day that she took off because she just couldn't stand the heat in the kitchen anymore. That was obvious. But anyway, the Biden spokesman came out and blew off a reporter who asked if Obama told Biden to hang it up at lunch. Now, I understand we have a little clip of that.
We do, and that's you're talking about White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton.
That's the blonde.
Who was at the podium. Yeah, who was at the podium in place of Karine Jean-Pierre. Let's listen to the audio. Here we go.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Olivia. I've got a quick question about the lunch and then a couple follow-ups from last week. About the lunch, President Obama reportedly told President Biden ahead of 2020, quote, "You don't have to do this, Joe. You really don't." Can you say if a similar message was shared today?
I can't, and I don't know what you're referring to.
Regarding whether he should continue to serve in public life.
I don't know what you're referring to, and I don't have any comment on it.
The follow-up on last week, does the White House believe Attorney General Garland committed perjury when he testified under oath that Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss could bring charges outside of the district?
I don't have any comment on this. Anita, go ahead.
In 10 days.
So there she just goes and moves on. Jesus, because they don't want to talk about whether or not, and I understand why, right, Captain?
Sure.
They don't want to talk about the idea that Barack Obama might have told Joe Biden that he didn't really have to go through with this.
Well, I've said for a long time that Barack Obama, who was controlled by somebody else, probably George Soros and his money and a committee of people that got him to where he was going, I've said all the time that Barack Obama is in the middle of the control of Joe Biden, and I still believe that.
Well, the Democratic Party elite right now are very big quandary. Because,
they're worried.
They are very worried because they, on the one hand, they feel that they can control Joe Biden to a great degree. They can't control his gaffes, but they can control him and presumably the policies. But at the same time, if they go with somebody else, then they've got to try to build up another heavy hitter. But I think the problem there, Captain, is they really don't have any heavy hitters.
Gavin Newsom, I'm telling you.
We got Gavin Newsom. Well, but and he checks off some of the boxes, right? Let's put his record in California under a microscope. I mean, as a national candidate, we'll see. But here's the thing, though. The Democrats are going to emphasize the Trump indictments. Right. They're also going to emphasize abortion as well. And so just as we saw in the midterms, this is going to be a big part of their strategy. And so we'll see how that unfolds.
Here's the problem. Joe Biden. Here's the problem. Joe Biden is out there right now trying to get ahead of the curve and talking about Bidenflation, which is what Trump's been talking about, but talking about in a positive manner, trying to spin how great the economy is, this, that, and the other. Folks, is there anybody out there that can honestly say they're better off today than they were the day after the election that Joe Biden got elected? Is there anybody out there, other than perhaps a Democrat who's been making money under the table, that can say that? Nobody else, no working man, no small business. I don't know any small business that's better off right now than they were. They were thriving under Donald Trump because of the big cost. The fuel had kept everything else down, the cost of goods and services, the high price of gasoline, which was down to $1.87. We were all thriving on that, every one of us. And now look where it is. I paid $3.15 yesterday. It's the cheapest I could find.
Well, what you're saying is true. The idea of arguing, that's what Reagan asked and was able to ask, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Are you better off today than you were? He could say that against Jimmy Carter. And people, of course, answered with a resounding no.
Of course.
We should have had that. That was the same question back during the midterms. We should have seen a much larger red wave, as it were. But a lot of that was squelched by part of the Democrat strategy. And so unless you're very careful, they can do the same kind of hijinks again, basically, because not only do we have an economic issue, but we have a lot of social issues. We have, issues that are transcending, to some degree, people's mm-hmm. pocketbooks, which is odd, isn't it?
Yeah, here's one for you. Hunter Biden is going to be forced to answer questions about his laptop in front of a congressional committee.
Yes, we understand that that's supposed to take. Yes, it's supposed to take place very soon. So that's also going to be a very, very interesting day, don't you think?
How many times do you think he'll plead the fifth, or even if he doesn't show? Well, if he doesn't show up, what's going to happen?
Well, I suppose if he's required to be there, I mean, they could send interrogatories to his.
Eric Holder was required to be there and was held in contempt.
Well, that's right. So
he never showed
the
up.
Idea, though, of course. Yeah, I think, but the general gist of it is that he would have to show up and then answer questions about it in person.
Yeah, and if he's got nothing to hide, he'd be there, right? I don't think he'll be there. I don't think he'll testify. I think he'll do everything but.
Yes, we'll definitely see about that. Absolutely.
Now, the other thing is when we come back, let's see, we're going to be doing the Truckers Highway and Viber report. I got about a minute left here. But the IRS whistleblower number two is now giving shocking additional details on the Hunter probe. This is pertaining to Merrick Garland and the DOJ. This is going to bury this guy so deep he'll never be able to get out. I mean, Merrick Garland.
Well, this is a developing issue, right? A developing story that, again, could prove very problematic for the administration, very problematic for the DOJ, and couple it with all these different things that are going on where people feel that there's a weaponization, where people feel that it's biased and it's not really fair and it's not really balanced. Yes, it could cause a big shakeup, like Merrick Garland having to step aside.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. And again, folks, if you missed the earlier bulletin that we put out there, the United States Department of Justice has announced charges in the $2.5 billion health care fraud case. 78 defendants, rather, including some 24 doctors and nurses and people in the medical field in 16 states have been charged. This is going to be all over the place tomorrow. But again, tomorrow's news tonight is what you get here. But right now, they're not picking up on it, most of the networks, because they don't have anybody on staff to do anything about it. But here we are, Kyle, again in the middle of a big story.
That's right, absolutely.
Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Truckers Highway and Viber Report coming up.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be right back.
ACDC getting it done. The other night it was Joan Jett, right, Kyle?
That's right, yeah, her cover of ACDC, and that's the real deal right there.
I'm telling you, these guys are just rocking it. Now, this is a concert live at Donington back in 1991, so that's 30 years ago, and that's when everybody was a little bit younger, but they are just absolutely pounding it to a sold-out crowd, people everywhere, and that's what you get, ACDC. Great memories of that group, great memories, and they're still around. They're not quite as popular touring-wise as they were, but every now and then you'll hear about them somewhere, right?
Well, that's true. Yes, of course.
All right. Speaking of course, that reminds me of Mr. Ed. Remember the horse?
Oh, yeah.
A horse, a horse, a course, a course, a horse. But anyway, let's get going out west because we got excessive heat widespread this week, not only out west, and I mean, you got parts of Eastern California and Arizona out there across the desert. The temperatures are just scorching. You could fry three eggs on top of each other and come up with the same result right now. And then, of course, across the Mid-South and down to the Gulf of Mexico, from the panhandle of Florida all the way across to eastern Texas, the eastern half of Texas, it is just scorching. All right, take it away.
Well, Captain, as you were just saying, of course, yes, in Arizona, we do have an excessive heat watch going on there. Temperatures could be up as high as 106 to 117. This is going to be from Tucson on west, basically. But up towards Las Vegas, Nevada, we also have dangerously hot temperatures that are forecast. They're going to be in effect at least from Saturday morning through Monday evening. Then in the high desert of California, that's Interstate 15 out around Baker and Barstow, you've got major heat risk due to dangerously hot temperatures in effect from Saturday morning through Monday evening again. Central Valley, also excessive heat warnings going on there. And then up for our friends in Reno, coming out I-80, heading up towards Winnemucca, special weather statement there. You've got summer heat arriving, and that's going to start happening on the 4th of July weekend, so this weekend. So if you're going to be trucking through there, definitely won't be aware of that. We've got dry weather up in northern Oregon and southern and central Washington right now. Fire weather watch going on there, so do be aware of that. Then back down into the southwest New Mexico heat advisory, mostly there in southern New Mexico, and that's, again, temperatures up to 102 to 105 degrees. Checking a quick look at our radar map, we're not really seeing anything other than a few scattered showers here and there, and this is going to be just east of Santa Fe there in New Mexico, a little bit in central New Mexico, but not a whole lot to speak of, so it should be pretty smooth sailing, except for the fact that if you're coming out of Denver and you're going east and you're heading out Denver out I-76 right now, you are going to have maybe some moderate to heavy rain showers all the way to Nebraska, so be careful out there.
Okay, picking it up in Nebraska, the northeastern corner of Nebraska, coming out of Wyoming all the way down to this northeastern corner of Colorado and the southern part of Nebraska all the way across to Iowa and the northern part of Kansas, you do have a line of showers. You do have rain. There is some flooding in western Nebraska, flood watches and warnings. And southern Nebraska, you've got the same thing with some storms in the area. Eastern Kansas from Kansas City, where you've got rain and a flood watch right now up for there. Straight down the state line with Missouri, you've got some really high temperatures expected in most of Missouri today. I-70 down to the bottom, down through Arkansas. Arkansas, you're going to have some scattered rain and storms. The eastern half of Arkansas, temperatures well over 100 degrees. That'll go into the western part of Tennessee. That'll go into the northern and most of Mississippi. It'll go into the northern part of Alabama. And you'll have 90, 95-degree weather on up into Kentucky and the southern part of Indiana and the southern part of Illinois. Now, continuing with the high temperatures again, Oklahoma, eastern half, Texas, eastern half, down to the Metroplex, Dallas-Fort Worth, all the way down to Houston and down to Galveston, and all the way across 100-degree weather, you'll pick up again New Orleans. New Orleans is just scorching. There may not be any water left in Lake Pontchartrain by the time this gets over with. But anyway, more flooding in the New Orleans area from all the water coming around, the different storms that are bouncing all over the place. Could be some scattered severe storms in this too. By the way, it's just one of those days. And then, of course, you got high heat, humidity, and all that over into the panhandle of Florida, over around Pensacola. It's going to be warm everywhere. Even where I'm at down here today, inland, they're talking about temperatures that could reach 100 degrees. U.S. 27 would kind of be the center point for that. Not where I'm at along the water. It'll be warm enough, but because we do get a little bit of a breeze. Now, this smoke, Kyle, is just killing people. They've had rain, and I mean literally, because it's people with breathing problems. They can't go out, and if they do, they're going to cough and hack and whatnot. But you've had some rain in Canada. You would think that would help a little bit, right?
Well, you would think so, but it's not having a
hasn't done a thing, and it's raining right now. You got rain across the northern part, the upper peninsula of Michigan. You got some rain in the northeastern corner of Minnesota. It isn't helping at all. The smoke is all down through the eastern half of Minnesota, all the way down into Iowa, eastern half of Iowa. Illinois is pretty well covered. Wisconsin's definitely entrenched. So's Indiana. So's Michigan. So's the lakefront from Toledo over to Erie, over to all of upstate New York, and I mean all of it, west of the I-87 all the way to the Lake Ontario and Lake Erie, including down through Pennsylvania. All of Pennsylvania is immersed in the smoke. New York City, Long Island, Delaware, Jersey, Maryland, and then it's patchy as you get down into North Carolina, down into Virginia, down into South Carolina, and over around Atlanta. There's some smoke down as far as there. And I'm telling you, this is just unbelievable. And you normally the rain would help, but the rain is not helping yet.
Yeah, that's what we understand. And we've got some family in Michigan, and we understand that the smoke has been pretty thick, and
well,
a lot of people are having a lot of problems.
Does your family in Michigan go to the Flying J?
I'm sure that they would if they're on the road out there and doing that. But, of course, don't forget, everybody, the Pilot and Flying J travel centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America. So definitely check them out, pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check out the My Rewards Plus app. Find out how you can save 10 cents on every gallon of gas that you buy at a Pilot or Flying J travel center, especially if you're an RVer out there. Check out all the locations that have great RV amenities, including RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refill, and RV dumps. Check them out, pilotflyingj.com.
You betcha, and it's going to be a lot of fun, when you get there, because it's not your average truck stop. Bring the kids, have a party, enjoy walking around. Sometimes the truckers will show you their trucks, you know, and it's a lot of fun for the younger generation to learn about a lifestyle that they don't even know about. All right, Kyle, hang on, folks. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.